You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
The Lebo Santa Claus Hotline. Mom and Dad up and running now through Christmas Eve. 704-227-8761. And apparently, word of the Lebo Santa Claus Hotline has spread.
Hi, my name is Danielle Bergoli. I'm 6 years old, and I live in Texas.
Did you get that?
Yeah, no, at first I heard that name, and I thought it was the Cash Me Outside girl. Wasn't that her name?
Danielle Bergoli?
I thought so.
She ain't six. This ain't Cash Me Outside. Now you've got me all sidetracked. I need to restart the message. You're accusing this girl of being the Cash Me Outside girl. Are you kidding me?
Hi, my name is Danielle Bergoli. I'm 6 years old, and I live in Texas. And I want a pony for Christmas.
I want a pony!
Ooh! Well, yeah, in Texas, you gotta have some form of a horse.
You know, the notion of Santa's sleigh at times, when you just think about it, little Billy down the street wants a ball, Jimmy wants an Xbox, Cash Me Outside wants a pony. It's getting real full in that sleigh.
My name is Wyatt. I'm 8 years old.
Where do you live?
I live in North Carolina. And what I want for Christmas is to everybody to have a great year.
Oh, how great is that?
That's nice.
Peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
And a lot of toys.
Yeah, so we want peace on earth, goodwill toward men, and since you're going to be out.
Yeah, may as well pick up a few things.
Delivering Cash Me Outside's pony. Should give me some toys.
Okay.
Bye.
See you soon, Santa.
Hope for world peace.
See you soon.
Bye.
World peace and toys. 704-227-8761. Lebo Santa Claus Hotline up and running now through Christmas Eve.
Brought to you by Lebo's. With 9 locations to choose from, or go to Lebo's.com. Remember, when Santa and his elves need a little help, they go to their friends at Lebo's.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So we just posted a link to a video on the new 103.7 Facebook page. And you've probably heard about it. If you haven't, go check it out. It was a Christmas pageant with little people for a nativity scene. And by little, I mean 2 and 3 year olds. Cute, cute, cute kids. There was a little problem when a 2-year-old girl who was playing a sheep in the manger decided she wanted the baby doll that was the baby Jesus. And shed her sheep's costume and went up and threw off the swaddling clothes, grabbed the baby Jesus, and then proceeded to parade around in front of everyone. This got to Mary, who's older than the lamb.
Uh-huh.
Mary not only got the baby Jesus, but put the lamb in a headlock.
Chokehold. Yeah, it was great. It's very entertaining.
Just classic. And this is the kind of video that is going to haunt this kid forever. I don't know what happened to this video. This was before you could take video with your phones. Otherwise, I'd have it. I think our son was 3, and it was the end of year preschool presentation or something, and his group was up there singing a song, and all of a sudden, my son, in the middle of the song, just decides to stick his hand right down the front of his pants. And he was right out in front of everyone. I mean, front and center, the whole place is cracking up. My man's got his hands down his pants.
Yeah, I think there was something uncomfortable about the way his shirt was tucked in or something. I think I've got it on a video somewhere.
We've got it on video somewhere. I just don't know where it is.
Yeah, I tried to watch it because I wanted to submit it to win money from America's Funniest Video. And the tape started acting squirrely, and I was afraid I was going to break it, so I stopped.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. How did your kids steal the performance? Our son stuck his hand down his pants. In the video we posted, a lamb stole the baby Jesus and Mary had to put it in a headlock. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. How did your kid steal the performance?
My son, you still want to know how to steal the performance?
Yes.
Okay. It was his graduation from kindergarten. and they did Noah's Ark, and he didn't want to take his animals in. He started throwing them over the top, so all the children did the same thing.
She had animals just flying everywhere? No need to lead them on the ark.
No.
Just throw them over the top. Horses, cows. That's all. Awesome.
Doesn't matter how they get there.
Hi. I have a story for you. He really didn't steal the show, but he might have stole the ball game.
What happened?
He was 4 years old, and he was playing t-ball. And you know how they have the bleachers?
Right.
And the bleachers were going up, and of course, part of the bleachers was facing the ball field, and the other part was facing the concession stand. And my son was up there on the top of the bleachers, peeing off the top one towards the concession stand.
But at least he wasn't peeing on the ball field.
Yeah, you got to pick one or the other, right?
Don't want to order nachos there that day. Oh. How did your kid steal the show?
Well, it actually wasn't the child. It was more of the father. The news crew was at the school filming for a Veterans Day musical that they were doing.
Right.
And my child's father happened to be right in front of the camera, like blocking the view. And so when the news story came out, he was right there in front. And even better thing was he was wearing a shirt that had his business logo on the back. So it was like free advertisement.
He's still taking calls about ruining the show.
I don't want to use the term ruining. I like to use the term stole the show.
My little girl, when she was probably about 3 years old, was in the church choir, the kids choir, mm-hmm. at Christmas time in her nice Philly dress, sitting in the front row, and forgot to wear underwear. So when she sat down and her dress rolled up, like little girls have a hard time keeping their dress down, everybody got to see all of her goods at church in the front row on Christmas.
Brethren and sistern, if you can't bear yourself before the Lord, who can you bear yourself before?
Oh, my word.
Ooh, you would never live that down. Ever.
Well, or unless you're like a Kardashian, it might make you famous one day.
If you haven't seen the video, we've posted a link on the new 1037 Facebook page of the church pageant in Tennessee with the little kids that get in a fight over the baby Jesus doll. My little kids, I mean a 2-year-old playing a sheep and a 3-year-old playing Mary. It's epic.
It's a great little fiasco going on there.
Kids in these... I would almost bet one out of every three that you see, something goes wrong and a kid... does something.
Easily.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just calling to tell you about how my niece stole the show.
Yes, what happened?
So she's 2 years old, and last week she had her first Christmas program, and there's 10 sweet little kids up there, and right in between songs, she lifts her dress straight up over her head.
Oh.
And the whole congregation just erupts with laughter. And my sister said, well, I gave her the speech about picking her nose, but I didn't even think about her pulling her dress up.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie...
My best friend is Ben Affleck.
...are looking for the smartest person in the QC. The devil's in the details, Mom.
Yeah, you got to cover everything. Yeah. I mean... what I mean by that is you've got to cover all the details of what not to do. And it's a good idea to cover everything too. Every year, more than 2 billion of these are made. What?
Every year, more than 2 billion of these are made. What are we talking about here? For the final time this week, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Smartest person in the QC?
Yes, sir. Every year, more than 2 billion of these are made. What?
Pencil.
Sorry about that.
Thanks.
Is it a cell phone?
Another good guess.
Hey, yeah, smartest person in QC?
Yeah, every year more than 2 billion of what are made?
I'm going to say Christmas ornaments.
Good guess.
Oh, dang it. I thought it might be something related to the Christmas season.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't.
Yeah, it might be.
Okay.
I just said it wasn't Christmas ornaments.
Okay, so I'll listen and see what it is.
Yeah, do you got an answer for the smartest person in the QC?
Every year, more than 2 billion of these get made. What?
Is it rolls of Christmas wrapping paper?
No, but you're hanging around the right season, partner.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, I was wondering if this is the smartest person in a QC thing.
Well, of course it is.
Oh, well, great. For my answer, I think it's rubber bands.
I know it. Gosh, no, it's not the rubber bands, though. Smartest person in the QC?
Yeah, can I guess the answer?
Every year, more than 2 billion of these are made. What are we talking about?
Dollar bills? How about babies?
Anything else?
No, I don't reckon.
Thank you.
Smartest person in QC?
Yes, every year, more than 2 billion of what are made?
Hot dogs.
Not the hot dog. Thanks. Thanks, though.
I just want to answer your question.
Okay.
Okay, let me. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Candy canes.
Wow.
2.1 billion candy canes made every year, and they only get consumed at Christmas. I mean, that's an astonishing number.
And they're addicting. When you start eating one, you got to eat more than that.
Well, you know what Debbie does? Debbie will soak a bunch of them in vodka till it dissolves, and then she... Oh, wait, we really shouldn't talk about her.
Well, that's a good recipe.
That's good, too.
Yeah, really shouldn't talk about her habits. Who is this?
My name's Clay Dellinger.
Step into the spotlight, brother, and for the final time this week, tell us what we need to hear.
I am the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Quick Trip. Now at Quick Trip, get any one topping extra large pizza for just $7.99. Only when you order on the QT app, skip the line and save. Make today delicious.
It's one of the strangest stories we've had in a while in Japan. A 20-year-old man broke into a woman's home. He stole her purse and her clothes and then went to her bank to try to withdraw money from her account. He put on his victim's beige sweater, pale green skirt, plus his own long wig, pretending to be the woman, but the bank teller got very suspicious and called the account holder's phone number to verify the transaction. When the real woman answered the phone and told the teller she'd been robbed, well, the teller called the cops. When they got him to jail, they made him put on men's clothes, took away the woman's clothing, but he protested that the bra and panties were his. So they called the victim. The victim said, yeah, he hadn't taken any of my underwear.
So those were indeed his.
So the cops let him keep it. Jail must be very different in Japan than it is in the States, because that would not be a claim that you would want to make,
no.
I would think.
No, you're not boasting.
No.
Hey, this is my bra.
An Inside Edition claims a man named Darth Vader works at St. Francis Hospital in Bartlett, Tennessee. Darth Vader Williamson. That's the full name. Darth Vader. Altogether, his name is Darth Vader. Darth Vader Williamson is a surgery technician. He tells the TV show, when I was born, my mother wanted me to be named Junior, which was after my father, Anthony Lee Williamson. But see, Anthony Lee Williamson, this is going to come as a shock to you. He's a Star Wars fan. He was so enamored with the character of Darth Vader, he was like, this should be one bad name for our son. Under the effects of anesthesia, my mother, well, she would have agreed to anything. She was like, yeah, whatever. Okay, fine. When she realized what he had done afterwards, she was like, what have we done? He was like, no, it's cool. He'd be okay. And it just stuck. I've been asked for autographs. I've been asked to take pictures. It's both good and bad.
My.
I really think we've buried the lead on this story.
What's that?
How did Anthony Lee Williamson, being this deep a Star Wars nerd, A, find a woman to marry him, and B, have her want to procreate the race with him? How did he even get a date?
It's a great mystery. Maybe she was under anesthesia when he asked her out.
Yeah, whatever, okay.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 1037.